Blog Talk Radio.
Rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Come on, somebody. Magnify the Lord with me, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Why don't you call someone up? Why don't you text somebody? Why don't you email someone? And let them know that we're here live at 5 Kingdom Builders International Development Institute, where we are blessed to be a blessing. Amen. I want you to be blessed with the music, and I will be right back.
Hey, 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 hey
Come on, hallelujah. Let a praise come out of your mouth. Say hallelujah. If you dare to open up your mouth, I guarantee you that that hallelujah will reach heaven. Amen. Glory to God. I say praise the Lord in the midst of a storm. Praise the Lord coming in. Praise the Lord going out of the storm. Praise the Lord to get to where God is trying to take you. Just praise your way through. Because, see, the enemy want to cause you to think differently. The enemy want to cause you to think you missed it. The enemy want to make you feel like you have already been counted out. You're out for the count. You know how they say on the Shark Tank, I'm out. The enemy want you to think you're out. But I tell you, you're in like Flynn. Just keep on pressing in to what God have called you to do. And if you don't quit, if you don't quit, you shall receive a crown. Isn't God good? Come on, somebody give God a hand clap of praise. Just begin to praise him with your mouth. Praise him with the timbrels. Praise him with your hands. Praise him. Praise him. Just praise his holy name, for the Lord is good, and his mercies endure to all generations. Amen, amen. I am just here again on our Wednesday teaching, spiritual strategies for warfare. Amen. Sometimes you have to know the tools to use so that you may become what God called you to become, because every time the enemy opens up his mouth, he is trying to cause you to think the way he wants you to think. He wants you to do what he wants you to do. He wants you to say what he wants you to say. But guess what? The devil is a liar and a defeated foe. His daddy is a liar, and I believe his mama is too. Amen. But I guarantee you, if you put on the breastplate of righteousness, hallelujah, if you stand with your shield, girdle yourself up. If you make the preparation and you have your feet shone with the preparation of the gospel of peace, God will work some things out for you. It doesn't matter what you go through. No, it doesn't matter. I'm sorry. It don't count. That, you know how you're in the game and you're playing it. So, nope. That one don't count. That dart doesn't count. Why don't you tell somebody? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Begin to praise God with your mouth. Praise God with your heart. Begin to praise God. Tap in to some things that will cause you to forget about your problems. Hallelujah. Get into the presence of the Lord. And just eat up the word of God. And when you eat up the word of God, you become transformed. You become renewed. It's all about the way you're thinking. See, we begin to think on our circumstances. We begin to think on loss. Loss, heaven's gain. Hallelujah. God's word being fulfilled. For there's nothing too hard for God. I'm excited in spite of, you know, I understand that I'm a messenger on a mission with a motion and an assignment to complete. And one day, God's going to call my name. And when he does, I want him to be able to say, well done. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. See, God will say, come on home. That means this earth is not our home. We're visiting. We're strangers in this land. So we build our hope on nothing less than heaven being our home, going back home. You know, Dorothy talked about it. She said, I want to go home. Hallelujah. Well, Father, we thank you for this time with you, Lord God. Father, we are exceedingly glad that we can not only talk to you, Father, but you talk back to us. And you are a constant comforter in the presence of trouble. That you lead, you guide, you direct, Father, and you take all of the bullets. Hallelujah. So, Father, we press toward the mark of the high calling. And we thank you, God, for what you are doing. But truly, you're moving by your spirit. And God, we say yes and amen. As I go forth, Lord God, to speak your word, teach your people, God, I ask you to use my mouth as an oracle from heaven, straight from heaven, God. Give me fresh rhema that I may be able to regurgitate your word with precision, God, and to be precise that I won't miss the target and I'll hit it. And God, things will be changed and people's lives will be made better having heard the word of God. Amen. Don't you know that you're blessed? You're blessed because you're still here. You're still able to tell somebody about our daddy. I'm telling you, he's such a smooth operator. He got tactics. He got techniques. And he worked things out and he sent people in the right time. And they'll be at the right place and the right thing. I'm telling you, I am a witness. Amen, amen. I want you to just get your Bibles out and get ready, and I'm going to give you a key verse for memory's sake that you may remember. We're going to be talking about the true battle of the mind. Hallelujah. Which is another weapon. See, when I finish today, I prayerfully hope that you're able to identify the main battleground of spiritual warfare. And I want to talk about the fiery darts of Satan. See, his darts are fiery, fiery. They're strong, they're mighty, they're coming. But guess what? God is almighty. I don't want to give him all accolades, but I want to tell you the true story. I want you to be able to recognize the mental strategies that's used by Satan to attack our minds. Amen. And then also, I want to just give you a tidbit of a spiritual counter strategy to quench, hallelujah, those darts of Satan. So you have a counter strategy, because that's what we need when he come, and we have to counteract. You know, when I make statements, and sometimes my sons will say, well, Mom, can I have a rebuttal? Hallelujah, a counter strategy. And, you know, they want to reason together. In other words, they want to double team me and change my mind. I want to talk about a counter strategy to quench those darts of Satan. The key scripture that I want to give you today, and I want you to really dissect it, and I want you to literally remember these scriptures, because these are the ministry theme scriptures here. 2 Corinthians, hallelujah. 2 Corinthians, I think you know where I'm going. We're talking about articles of war, hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and we're gonna be talking about verse 3 through 5, because this is a struggle. It's a struggle. Amen. Yes, we're spiritual beings. The enemy try to make us walk in the flesh. So the Bible says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons, I let you know, you got weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. You got to pull them down. then casting down imagination, what you're thinking. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, the devil is a liar. When we cast it down, we bring it into captivity. That means that the enemy is captive. Bring it into captivity, every thought, to the obedience of Christ. We make it obey. Hallelujah. We make our thoughts obey Christ. We make our thoughts obey God's word. We make our thoughts line up with the word of God. Amen. The spirit of truth. See, when Paul was warning the Corinthians to not be ignorant, because sometimes we could be ignorant of the devil's devices, of his wiles, of his weaponries. The Greek word for wiles means schemes. Can you believe that? Some people actually sit around and scheme and plot and plan how they're going to destroy God's people. And some of these people, believe it or not, are so-called Christians, so-called believers. It's a powerful thing. When you're able to discern spirits, you're able to try the spirit by the spirit. When you're able to walk in the room and literally sense that what demons is in the room before he opened up his mouth or before she began to babble. You know, I was talking to one of my spiritual mothers, hallelujah, and we were talking about how you can smell sin. But let me stay focused. The Greek word for wiles is schemes. And it's the same word used for mind. M-I-N-D. Did you know that? See, in other words, Satan primarily assaults that occurs in our thought life. So the mind is the main battlefield of spiritual warfare. See, every attack of Satan involves the human mind. There's no attack that does not involve the mind. Because, you know, on the battle of the mind, he battles for our mind. I'm going to discuss the strategies of Satan and give spiritual counter strategies for victory over his attack. See, the battle for the mind, we can easily summarize that because the scripture is so plain, and God gave us so many scriptures that if we literally dissect these scriptures, eat them, digest them, so that, you know, how when you chew, your body, the food is broke down, and the enzymes in your body cause the food to break down so it can be in proportion to be somewhat liquefied so it can go down and your body can appreciate the nourishment. So think of thought, and that thought goes into your mind, and that mind cause the thought to how would I say it? I like to say connect with the inner part of your brain, and then the brain, the cerebellum and different parts of your brain, they cause a reaction for your muscles, your heart, you know, it goes on and on and on and on. So when a thought is in your mind, guess what? It's going to be in your body. Those become emotions. Those become spiritual. Those thoughts of the mind is what the enemy uses. You know, we can see the same thing, and the cup can be half full. And my God, here comes somebody saying, cup half empty. What do you see? Do you see that cup half full or half empty? Are you an optimist or a pessimist? I mean, you got to think about it. You know, I go around people or they come around me or be it as it may, and I just observe the heart by the word that they speak. And so lately, you know, I've been basically saying a lot of be grateful. Be grateful. Because the Bible says if you're grateful over a few things, hallelujah, God said, I'll make you a ruler over many. It's those things that we are ungrateful for that cause us to miss the bigger blessing. You know, we consider it small, but God looking at that like, really? I thought you was moving along, but you backpedaling. Amen, you know. But anyway, let me stay focused. Turn to Romans chapter 8, verses 6 and 7. Romans chapter 8, verses 6 and 7. Glory to God. For the Bible says, for to be carnally minded, listen, is death. No joke. But to be spiritual minded is life and peace. So we wonder why we not live in life and why peace is not at the door. But the carnal mind is enmity against God. It's the enemy. The carnal mind. The carnal way of thinking is against God. Because the Bible, let me finish this scripture. For it is not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. So you can't tell a carnal-minded person that they're subject to the law of God. Because they can't see spiritual things. Because their mind is carnal. They can't perceive it, and they can't receive it. And that's based on the scripture. So don't be so hard on a brother or a sister that's carnal-minded. Our goal and our job is to live a life, to lift up the name of Jesus. And the Bible says, if he be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto thee. They may not be drawn to you, but they'll be drawn to him. So that's our job. That's our assignment, that we have a life that is shining. If it gets a little dull, dust it off. Get around people that celebrate you, encourage you, and build you up, shine you off, tell you, keep going, keep it moving. Don't stay in a rut with people that make you feel less than who you are. Amen. Because life is short and it's full of swift transitions. We don't know when we're going to leave here. We don't know when we're going to sit down and not get back up. We don't know. So I say have your house in order. But to be carnal minded is an enemy to God. You know, you say you're a Christian, you say you're a believer, but what kind of believer? The Bible talks about it's an enemy to God, and that carnal mind is not subject to the law of God, because they can do whatever they want to do, because they can't perceive the things of God. Satan wants to make your mind carnal. He want to make your mind sinful. Amen. He want to make your mind worldly, fleshly. And God want us to be spiritual minded. I just read the same scripture that we don't walk after the flesh. We do not war after it. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds, casting down these imaginations, these high things. So sometimes things happen, and the enemy uses these assaults that he can womb us, and then the next thing you know, are in a place of unforgiveness. It's incumbent upon us. We have to forgive. We have no option. We have to love them that despitefully use us. The Bible say do good to them. Pray for them. And I'm telling you, I had to learn these tools as a young child. I had to learn the tools as a young child. Why does Satan want to attack our minds? What's so good about our minds that Satan wants to attack our mind? Somebody think about that. Why would he want your mind? See, the greatest commandment includes loving God, listen to this, with all your mind. So this is one of the main reasons why Satan want to battle for your mind, why he want to battle for your thoughts, because he understands that if he battle your mind and your thoughts, guess what? You're going to open up your mouth, and life and death is in the power of the tongue. And the Bible says, those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Those that got a lot to say, what's going on? I like to say overthetop.com. www.overthetop.com. I used to always tell my sons and my I have goddaughters and my granddaughters, be seen and not heard, so that you may be able to observe what's going on around you. You don't have to push your way up. You will be escorted up. Just be all God called you to be. And the light's going to shine on you. Why? Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. The struggle is in the mind. So this is the main reason Satan battle your mind, because one of the greatest commandments is loving God with all your mind. See, Jesus said unto him in Matthew 22, verses 37 and 38, Jesus said, listen what he said. Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God, with all thy heart, with all of thy soul. Check this out. And with all of thy mind. And when you look at it, the word mind, M-I-N-D, is the only part of that sentence that's all capital. Mind. I mean, I got a standard Bible, but I don't know if it's like that in yours, but it's in mine. This is the first and the great commandment. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. That's why Satan want to attack your mind, because he understands that if he gets your mind, guess what? He can get you. That's the greatest commandment, the first and the great commandment. So we love God with all our heart, we love him with all our soul, and we love him with all our mind. Satan battle for our mind. He battle for our thoughts, because it is closely tied together and linked up with our spiritual, spiritually with our heart. And then our heart is connected to our mouth. That's why the Bible says, out of the abundance of the mouth, out of the heart, the mouth speak. It's connected. Spiritually, the heart is connected to your mouth. You know, they say the ankle bone connected to the, okay. But anyway, let me give you a scripture. In Matthew 15, 10 and 19, the Bible says, but those things which proceedeth out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. Let me read that again. But those things which proceedeth out of the mouth come forth from the heart. So somebody say something, and then the next time you, it's, oh, I'm just playing, I'm just kidding. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. The Bible says they defile the man. And out of the heart proceedeth evil thoughts. Did you know that? Of the heart proceeds evil thoughts. So Satan battles for the mind because the way you think affects the way you act. So you're acting all crazy. Why are you acting all crazy? Because you've been thinking crazy. And if you're thinking crazy, guess what? Your heart becomes defiled. The Bible says that. For those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. Okay, women, you ain't out of it because you are man, woman, woman, equation. So Satan battles for the mind because the way you think affects the way you act. So you can tell when a person been thinking on things that's not of God. They're full of gossip. They're full of unappreciation. Let me tell you what Proverbs 23:7 says. And this is a weapon. We have to protect our mind because if we don't protect our mind will become carnal. You'll be thinking carnal. You won't think on the things that's pure and of a good report. You'll start thinking of everything that's not right. Satan battles for the mind because he knows it's going to affect the way you act. And when it affects the way you act, it will affect the way people treat you. Proverbs 23:7, hallelujah. And I hope you're making notes. Amen, amen. 23:7, for he that thinketh in his heart, ouch, so is he. You didn't know that, did you? What you thinking in your heart, that's you. Because God is looking for a heart. The condition of the heart. You know, I go and get my physicals and my doc. I love my doctor. She's a young black woman, beautiful black woman. And I serve notice to everybody, Victoria Dooley. She's in Novi. She's on 8 Mile. She's the best of the bestest. She's a saved woman of God. And we were talking the other day, and she said to me, she said, do you know that the leading cause of death for black women is heart disease? Mm-hmm. It's probably not so much of what we eat, but it's our forgiveness. We don't forgive. Okay, let me just leave that alone. Because we just keep bringing it up and keep bringing it up. Lord Jesus, I'm not saying that the other nationalities don't do it. I just know about my sisters. I just know about me. I say me because my sisters, we all one. So that's why I say every day, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Renew the right spirit within me. So I'm pointing both of my fingers at me. Create in me a clean heart. Renew the right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me so that I can be able to stand. It's a heart thing. This whole situation, it's a heart thing. I'm going to take just about a minute music break, and I will be right back. I want you to know, God knows your name, and we can't fool him. He knows your heart. We can't deceive him. He's all-knowing. So we have to get it right. Too much is given, much is required. And God has no respective of person. Mm-hmm. I've been in ministry longer than you. Mm-hmm. You accounted for more because you shouldn't know more. But you don't act like it. Okay. Let's just take a music break. And let's all examine our heart. Because God, know your name. Praise the Lord, for he know our name. God knows all about us. We can't fool him. We can't trick him. We can't deceive him. So we have to examine ourselves. Satan knows if he can control your mind, he can control your body. And if he can control your body, he can control your actions. And if left unchallenged, hallelujah, he can control your spirit. Because his whole thing is he wants to devour us. He wants to take over. He don't want to just rent the house. He want to buy the house. Amen. He want all of it. He want to bring all of his family in. And then he want to push you out. And so you can miss heaven. But listen, those darts. How about those fiery darts from the enemy? In the Old Testament, those fiery darts was used as weapons of warfare. You know, they were hollow reeds filled with material which would burn easily. And they were set on fire and then shot from bows. You know, they were excellent weapons against the walls, you know, the cities of the time, because they couldn't, they could be shot over the wall to ignite the roof of the house within. So in Ephesians 6, 11 through 17, Paul was talking about the spiritual battle with Satan. So he spoke about the fiery darts of the wicked. See, the enemy, he continuously a hurtle around your mind. So he can throw these darts at you. So in a spiritual world, so he started making you think things is not so far-fetched, so far off. So most of these darts, they aim directly at your mind. So Apostle Paul was warning that we should not be soon shaking in the mind, because we could be shaking in our mind, you know, and that's something that I feel every believer, you know, must deal with. you know, sometimes we're so heavenly bound, we're no earthly good. Because we're thinking thoughts that's not of God. In 1 Thessalonians 2:2, and in the Greek translation, the word shake, it means to disturb, to trouble, or to destroy, to agitate. That's what shake means. And if you can just take hold of something and just shake it. Just shake it. You can control. You have control over it. So Satan want to shake or exert control over your mind. So that's what the enemy does. And, you know, I'm going to do a session on witches, how witches act. You know, so that we can understand the behavior. You understand? The Bible says don't suffer a witch to live. I believe every single word the Bible says. We shouldn't tolerate it. So Satan's strategy to battle your mind, because he wants control. He wants control of your mind, your thoughts, your action, your deeds, everything you do, so he can literally have control over your destiny. The mind is one of the most, I like to say, complex and least understood part of the human body. I went to school for nursing, and the body, the mind, it really, truly intrigues me. When you think about the functioning of the body, the anatomy, the physiology, you know, the structure, God is awesome. I encourage everyone to start studying the body. The body, the human body, is the most amazing thing, and it's so complex, but yet simplified under the function of the Holy Spirit. So Satan is so subtle. His method of attacking the mind is so gradual. You know, he gradually does it little by little. And most of the time, it's what's going in your ear gate, what you're hearing. So you taking it lightly. You think, oh, I'm okay. That didn't bother me. Well, the devil is a liar, because you're being fed all of this negativity, and you think you can take it, but it's overtaking you, because guess what? Now you begin to think on the things that you're hearing, and opposed to thinking on these things that's pure and honest and of a good report. So though it would be impossible to list all of the things, all of the strategies, how to summarize the strategies that Satan used in the battle of the mind, it was impossible, but I want to use just a few. You know, the first temptation of man. But what happened? It started in the mind. See, it literally started with this little strategy, questioning the authority of God, questioning Satan. I mean, Satan said to Eve, what did he say to Eve? Has God said? Now, when you hear somebody talk, you better wake up. God really say that you could not eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil? See, the questioning God and his word. So Satan will lead you to start having doubt. You know, cause you to be skeptical. Cause you to be in unbelief. You know, God can send you a great blessing, and then now you're in doubt, and now you're a skeptic of the blessing, and then God removed the blessing, and then when the blessing is gone, you realize, oh, my God, blessing God. And then deception. I like to put deception and seduction together. Deception, it was also part of the enemy's strategy, so he wanted to deceive us. So when Satan confronted Eve, he was He was in disguise as a beautiful serpent. So Satan used lies. He used cults. He used a religious spirit. Watch out for these religious demons. Religious spirits, so religious. Deception to deceive millions in our world today. So some of the deceptions that Satan used, he advanced toward, the following appeals. Listen what he say. You could become God, little G. You can know the future. You are the future. You predestined. You know, there's nothing you can do about it. Every child is a child of God. Everyone. You know, there's more ways to heaven than by Jesus. He ain't the only door. Let me think of one. God is too good to send anyone to hell. Okay. I want to elaborate on that, but I'm going to keep on thinking. All God expects you to do is to live a good life and do the best you can. You ever heard that? See, the Bible should not be taken literally. They was all parables. You know, the Bible have many arrows in it. Seducing spirits of Satan to attack your mind, to distort the truth of God's word. So that seed been sown, and then it become engrafted in your spirit. And now it's in your cerebellum and your thymus and your, it just then triculated from one part of your brain. Now you start thinking, well, the Bible does say, but we literally become deceived by the way we're thinking the God that we are. So the seducing spirit in 1 Timothy 4:1. Listen to this. Now the spirit speaketh expressively that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith and give heed to seducing spirits and doctrine of the devil. That's 1 Timothy 4:1. And these seducing spirits, what they do is they try to buy you. I mean, they bring you gifts, take you to eat. You know, everybody want to go eat. Take you and make sure they don't, you know, miss you on your birthday, Christmas, and New Year's, and just whatever holiday, they're going to send you a flower or something for you, because now you really like them, because guess what? That seducing spirit wants to take over. And now you begin to trust. My husband said to me today, you know, we, junked the car today, and transmission was slipping, so we decided to get rid of it. And so the young man that my husband connected with, you know, he met him riding down the street, and I see all of this man's pain, and I see all of his hurt, and yeah, I'm going to be honest. My husband was more trusting to him than I was. I'm taking pictures of his license, and I saw the drug demon, and I saw this and that, and the manipulation and all of that. But my husband was driving the truck that we were junking, and the young man was driving his truck, and so I told my husband, well, I'm going to follow you. But he said, well, you know, he can bring me back. The devil's a lie. No, I'm following you, and I'm bringing you back, because we don't know him. Well, my nephew knew him, but still. And so I took out my ministry card, and I'm following him, and we go, and we do the transaction, and he watching me. I see him. He said, hey, beautiful queen. Fine. He watching me. Then he noticed that I was snapping pictures. So after it was all over, he came to the car, and he said to me, he said, that spirit said, I ain't going to do you no harm, and whatever else he was saying. And I said, oh, I know that. I said, we covered with the blood. And I said, do you want to be covered with the blood? He said, he looked at me, and he said, I do. I need prayer. And I had my card, and I had my little package ready. And I said, here you go, brother. Gave it to him. I said, I want you to call on the line. And I pray that he called in, because after I connected with him, I realized that that was a spiritual assignment. That was a spiritual assignment. So our job is to make a difference. And I, you know, I began to minister to him, and it was brief, but it was a blessing. So I say to you, try the Spirit by the Spirit to know if it's God. People want to be set free. Amen. Let me come back. Satan want to use our minds to control us. And he want us to lean to our own understanding and not acknowledge God. Because the Bible says acknowledge God in all your ways so he can direct your path. The phone ring, acknowledge God. You know, knock at the door, acknowledge God. You know, don't worry about hurting people's feelings. Acknowledge God in all your ways so he can direct your path. Amen. So Satan used his attack on Jesus. Don't you think he's going to use it on us? I want you to turn to Luke chapter 4. And I'm going to read, well, I want you to read 9 through 12. And it's when he tried to get Jesus to throw himself off a high place, you know, of the temple, since God had promised to give to Jesus. How are you going to give me something that's already mine? Deception. Seducing spirits. Listen to this. Give his angels charge over thee to keep thee, and in thy hand they shall bear you up. God got you. But we have to keep our minds stayed on him. When things happen, they happen for a reason. So we got to acknowledge him in all our ways. Okay, Lord, what would you have me to do? So even though I looked at this guy and I saw what the enemy was doing, but I also saw what God was doing. I also saw what God wanted to do. And I also saw the battle. And also literally saw the angels. God had given charge over this young man. And he's battling for him, for his freedom. So talking about the flesh as a spiritual force of evil. See, Satan used the flesh to war against your mind, to war against our minds. You know, he let us see beautiful things. We want everything we see. And, you know, we can all say out. But everything is not for us. So we have to learn to acknowledge God. So we know what he's trying to do, where he's taking us, why is he taking us in this direction. And it's always for somebody else. It's never for us. Amen. We go through to get to the place where God wants to take us. So we have to keep our minds stayed on him. And we have to acknowledge him in all our ways. So we can direct our path, and then we have to pull down that stinking thinking. Literally. One of my, I'm going to have her on the line. She's an awesome woman of God, Prophetess Sandra, one of my spiritual mothers. And I'm telling you, awesome woman of God. Awesome. Awesome. And, you know, talking about pulling down the thoughts of the mind. You know when that thought didn't come from God, but your flesh wants you to stay there. Your flesh wants you to stay there. Your flesh wants you to stay there because your flesh understands that if you stay there and keep thinking the wrong thoughts, that you're going to say the wrong thing. And then when you say the wrong thing, the next thing you know, you're going to do the wrong thing. And then you're going to turn around and you're going to be sorrowful. And I like to call that you're skating backwards. When God wants us to skate forward. In Romans 7:23, and I'm going to let you go in a few minutes. In Romans 7:23, the Bible talks about the members warring against the members of the mind. Listen, the Bible says, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. See, Satan used your mouth, your eyes, your ears, and even our senses and smell to foster wicked thoughts in your mind. You know, you see something, she knows she shouldn't have wore that. And then you might hear somebody talking and they might be angry. You say, she called herself a Christian. You might smell marijuana on somebody and you say, oh, she's smoking too. That's our job, to love people and then cause them to be held accountable. I tell you, I know my call. And prophets ain't, you know, one thing about the gift of a prophet, God released you to bring correction. And I know that you're always right, but you have to be obedient. And so when she thinks she's something, she's going to tell me. Let them deal with God. They're not fighting with you. They're fighting with God. If you're doing what God called you to do, don't worry about what they think. Don't worry about what they say. Don't worry about that they don't like you. Don't worry about if they're jealous. Don't worry about it. It's best to please God. Listen, so I told you I was going to give you some counter weaponry. We have to bind the minds of unbelievers. See, Satan work on the minds of unbelievers to blind them to the truth of the gospel. Oh, man, this is good to me. I don't even know if I'm going to get where I want to go today. Talk about depression. I want to talk about discouragement. I want to talk about improper motives. I want to talk about the wrong attitude and emotions, rebellion. Rebellion is the same as witchcraft. Rebellion is a willful disobedience against God's authority. Then I'm going to talk about accusations and condemnation, sexual impurity, confusion. These are things that he used, tormenting thoughts, thoughts that torment you, compromising thoughts, wrong mental focus, mental condition. But I want to say this, and then I believe on next week I'll get back to those. But I told you I would give you a counter strategy, the victory of the mind. I'm going to give you a tidbit of it. Let the Holy Spirit search your mind. Let the Holy Spirit search your mind. In Psalms 131, is 139, Psalms 139, verse 23 and 24. Here it is. First, ask God to search your mind. Ask him to reveal to you any wrong attitudes, any wrong motives, any wrong thinking, which have been inserted in your spirit by the enemy. So here you go. Psalms 139:23 and 24 says, Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked ways in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. So as the Holy Spirit reveals things to us, act upon the revelation. Act upon the revelation. Ask forgiveness for wrong. Wrong patterns, wrong thoughts, wrong words, the wrong use of the word of God, the wrong handling of God's people. See, the word of God is developed through new thought patterns. And I got to put this in, and I'm going to let you go. I know my time is up. But use the spiritual armor. Two pieces of the armor that I want to encourage you to use defend you from the attack of the mind. And these are listed in Ephesians 6:16-17. One piece of the armor is the helmet of the hope of salvation. The helmet is worn on the head, and it implies, hallelujah, protection of the mind. See, Paul is not speaking of your present salvation in Jesus Christ, which can cleanse your mind, but he's speaking about the future salvation. I want to talk about it. But my time is up. My time is up. Hallelujah. Spiritual armor. We're going to stop right there. But I'm going to come back, and we're going to hit it next week, because I still got a lot. We got a lot to talk about, because Satan uses to be victorious and to get triumph. He want to triumph over us, to know what we're dealing with. So the battle of the mind is something that we have to conquer daily. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel good, like James Brown said. I feel good. I knew that I would. Because I have peace within. So I want everyone to continue to pray for us, pray for the Docs family and the loss of our son. Keep us in your prayers that we may be strong and do the work of ministry. And the Lord said, the cost of the oil in your alabaster box, draw you or drive you. So keep us in your prayer that we may continue in the work of ministry. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to say God bless everyone. We want to encourage you to sow into where you're growing and where you're going. www.giveify.com. That's www.giveify. It don't hurt you to sow. You're not sowing into us. You're sowing into what God have us doing. Amen. Tell somebody about the line. Let them know we're here every Wednesday. Let them know we're here on Sundays at 12:30. And then we have other dynamic teachers on Tuesdays. Brother David Patterson, awesome man of God, you know, just teaching the unadulterated word of God. Elder is here on Thursdays. Keep him in your prayers. Amen. And then we have Sister Cherie, Minister Cherie. And we do have a lineup. So again, since I'm over my time, I'm going to call it right here. And I'm going to let you know that there's nothing too hard for God. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in him. Just say to yourself, this is the day the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Keep on feeding your mind that until it happened. You know, the lepers, as they went, they was healed as they went, as they was found doing. Jesus had already proclaimed them to be healed. But the manifestation came as they were found doing, as they went to go tell the people. So in closing, Father, we thank you that the listeners are called to a place of repentance, God. And those that don't know you in the pardon of their sin, God, God, that they would embrace you. They would accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And they would say that Jesus is the Son of God. You said in your word that if we confess with our mouth and believe in our hearts, Christ was risen from the dead, and he is the Son of God, thou shalt be saved. God, I ask you to penetrate their hearts right now in the name of Jesus. And if you accepted him as your Lord and Savior, we're rejoicing, the angels are rejoicing, and we welcome you to the body of Christ. Amen, 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 amen. Well, with that being said, I want to encourage you to love on somebody, forgive somebody, and keep pressing to the mark of the high calling, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. Let me just play this in closing. God bless everyone. We love you. And I want to give a shout out to my sister, both of my sisters, Rachel Burton. Her birthday was yesterday. I love you from heaven to heaven, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh heaven. And then my sister Celeste, her birthday is today. Happy birthday to my two sisters. Amen. God bless everyone. We love you. And just keep both of my sisters in your prayer that they may enjoy the day that the Lord has given them. God bless everyone. Amen. God bless you all. That the Lord